Last month we were reading The Great Level by Stella Tilliard, and it's one of the library's books to read, isn't it, as well?
Yes, they've started a new promotion, a new reading scheme called Discover Reads, and they've just launched it, and they've got six titles that they have decided through various consultations are really good, interesting books that perhaps you wouldn't pick up naturally, but are very good, worthwhile reads. And so they're suggesting that in Suffolk we pick them up and read them. So that's what prompted me, though I had seen this book before, because it was also listed in the New Angles Prize last year.
It was one of the shortlists as well. So yes, one of the six books last year for the New Angle Prize for Literature as well. So yes, another reason to have a look. And it's not quite, I mean, it's East Anglia, so it's the Ely and
the Fens.
The Fens, that sort of area, isn't it?
And it's always had a beautiful cover. So it was in hardback last year and now it's in paperback. And it has got a beautiful cover. And because it was set in the Fens as well, I thought,
let's do it.
Indeed. And it wasn't an easy read.
And you hadn't read
it,
had you? Because sometimes you've read the books.
Yes.
You try and work out, don't you, whether you should have read the book so that you know that it's one suitable for us. But I think it's a bit of an adventure for us all, isn't it?
Well, that's right.
What did you think?
So we were living dangerously this time. And it's set in the Fens, near Ely, in the 17th century. And it's been written by historian Stella Tilliard, has written a number of books, including a number about that are non-fiction as well as novels. And so there's a certain sense that we've got some authenticity there, that we can trust her in how she's presenting this story. And it's written in the present tense. So even though it's set in the 17th century, it's written in the present tense. So there's a certain sense of immediacy. And we're told the story through the perspectives mainly of an engineer, Jan Brunt, who comes from the Netherlands. So he's an engineer, a surveyor, and he's also a map maker, and he's brought over to the Fens by another Dutch engineer called Cornelius, and they're there to reclaim this very watery landscape. They want to make it suitable for agriculture or whatever. They're reclaiming the land and obviously wanting to make a fortune through doing so. And this is Jan's story about being a pioneer, I suppose. So it is something about being on the edge of discovery and achievement, but also it's about his relationship. So there's a romance going on, and it's with Eliza, who lives in this very watery landscape, and she hasn't had privilege. She's illiterate, and they sort of have a difficult time of it to start with. And
she just appears, doesn't she, through the reeds early on.
And then there's this romance. And through the romance, he teaches her a little bit about his work, but also he teaches her to read and write. But the story is told in different timescales. It's also told in different places, and eventually it's told in different voices. So first of all, we hear from Jan, and it's about the Fens and all his work there. But we also hear from his perspective when he's in America. So
and that's later, isn't it?
It is.
It took me a while to understand that.
Yeah, so we're flipping back and forth. And as we get towards the end of the book as well, we also hear that Eliza has also made her way to America through different means, obviously. And we hear the story from her perspective. So it's a completely different voice. So there's all sorts of things going on.
I have to admit, I haven't found it. I only read when I finish at the end of the day, and it's not an easy. I haven't got into it in the way I would a lighter book, maybe.
That's
where
right.
I could just get into it and read it. So I'm afraid I haven't managed to get all the way through it yet.
It does involve some investment of thought and time, I think. And also it's quite bleak. The landscape, obviously, is quite bleak and dark, and the time period as well. And they live very hard lives. And particularly as we find out more about Eliza as well and her passage to America. But I agree with you, I found it quite tough in places, and I had to really concentrate to immerse myself in the story. But when I came to the end, I'd gone through Eliza's story, and I found that more engaging. I found her easier to put myself in her
maybe
place.
Maybe to empathise, because she was a woman. And you actually found yourself quite emotional at the end, didn't
I did,
you?
And it took me by surprise. I don't really know why, but when I came to the last page, I found Yes, I was quite emotional. And as a result, I will be reading it again.
Do you know, that's really interesting because I've had a comment through. Thank you to Graham for sending me an email today saying, I'm very much enjoying reading this for the second time, having read it last year when it was shortlisted for the New Angle Prize. And I borrowed it from the library. If anything, I'm finding it even more enjoyable read the second time round with its fascinating mix of history, mystery and romance. It says it's really nice to have one of my favourite books of 2019 endorsed by a recommendation on your programme.
Nice.
So well done you, Catherine. You've done well. But it's so Graham reading it again and enjoying it. So maybe yes. It's one of those books that you need to, because if you're having to learn about what is, where is and why, you don't
exactly.
have time in a way to take in the detail. And there are some lovely descriptions. And
yes.
I just find the whole fascinating, the way the engineering of draining the marshes and so on.
Well,
that,
yes.
That's involved as well.
Yeah, there's so much detail in it that actually sometimes you need to know what a book is like before you start reading it, if you see what I mean. Because I think you couldn't, as you say, just keep skimming the pages and rattling through it and enjoying it for that sort of good read. It's more a case of investing the time, sitting down, actually concentrating on what you're reading and taking it in and letting the language flow mm-hmm. over you and not rushing it, but to wallow in it, in each sentence, if you like, for the vividness of how she's describing the place and the people, but also the detail and all the research that she's gone into to tell us more about this period and what they actually achieved there. And in fact, I have a comment too.
So you've got one, yeah.
Yes, I've got Hugh from Ipswich, who said, it's an intriguing story and a believably authentic sense of place and time. And the Great Level is underpinned by a great deal of fascinating detail about a period in which ambitious men were determined to control their chosen environment.
So I wonder if it's a similar time that railways, or is it a bit earlier than railways, but you know, when men were building railways as well and yeah. they were investing and hoping to make money. I mean, they employed men to do this digging. I mean, the phenomenal engineering feat of digging these
yeah.
sort of great big rivers across the marshes and so on. Fascinating.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it is extraordinary. It is very vivid in how she described all of that. Even now, as I'm picturing it, it just overwhelms me, really, the darkness of it, and also how hard it was, the amount of effort that was involved, and being so close to the elements, I suppose, really, as well, because it's all about trying to control nature, isn't it? So there's all sorts of aspects of that that you want to unpick and explore, I suppose, as you've read it.
So don't expect a quick read.
No.
But do expect an interesting... So if you've got time and,
yes.
you're willing to sit and read it, then I think you'll find it really fascinating.